the morning. Wake up, turn it up, up, up.
Get up!
More music and more fun.
More fun.
Oh. Wake your ass up
with Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
Post FM.
Elton John's put $1 million towards the fires.
Yes, as has Chris Hemsworth, our very own Chris.
Nice, look at that.
All these people.
Lots of people getting behind it, including an Instagram celeb.
Celeb?
Well, an Instagram model. Now,
a nude model.
I didn't know what to sort of do with this story, but she basically said this is, I think it's an American girl.
Yeah, she's called herself a naked philanthropist.
Right. Now,
and she's raised over $700,000 for the Australian bushfires.
Since Friday, this is?
Yeah, she has done it by, she tweeted, I'm going to be sending nudes to everyone who donates at least $10. And of course, the donations have gone through the roof.
$700,000 in a matter of days. That's a pretty impressive.
So what's that, $10 for every nude? And
yeah,
she's raised $700,000.
That's a lot of pics.
That's, I don't even know.
Although there have been some consequences. her account's been her Instagram account's been shut down.
Yeah, she said Instagram. She's tweeted this. My Instagram got deactivated. My family disowned me and the guy I like won't talk to me, all because of that tweet. But beep it, save the koalas.
Look, everyone can help in their own way.
Mm. Whatever way that may be.
Yeah, it's really up to you and what you can live with, I suppose, isn't it?
Good on her, I think.
Just opening up new frontiers.
Oh, don't say
opening. No, okay. So I'm going to stop now. Today is Elvis Presley's birthday. The
king of rock and roll.
He would have been 85, so he could very easily have still been with us.
Yeah.
You think about
Imagine if he was.
I know.
Would he be as big of a star if he was? That's what I always think. When people pass, they seem to become icons.
Maybe he wouldn't have been respected as much now as he had by passing so early. But
yeah.
You can't stop the sales figures. Mind
exactly.
You, would he have sold so many after he died?
I mean.
Good point.
Who knows?
But he is remains the best-selling solo artist in the history of recorded music.
Really?
So the original superstar, you'll see some... You'll see some tributes today.
Listen to some Hound Dog today.
Maybe today. Good day for it. And for something completely different, for some, today's been labelled Bubble Bath Day. So maybe reduce the tension of the day sometime tonight.
Run yourself a bath.
And it doesn't have to be on your own. Just saying.
Whoa.
No. You know how the online punchline for annoying people seems to be like Karen these days? You know, like, don't be a Karen and she's gone
for
Karen. There's like cat memes, cats that are dressed. It's always like, you'll pay for this, Karen. You know what I mean?
Poor Karens.
I know. But it seems like the male equivalent now is Matt. Because I've discovered a BuzzFeed article compiling 15 anti-Matt tweets for anyone who's ever crossed paths with a Matt.
Right. Now, so they're assuming that every time you've crossed paths with a Matt, it's been bad.
Well, clearly.
Bad experience.
It has been for some people. Or maybe just one person on a crusade. I'm not sure. I'm not
going
to show you all of them. But they say, what's up? We're five white dudes in a band. This is our drummer, Moustache Stick and Poke, our bassist, Nail Polish Earring, lead singer, Denim Glasses, and two guys named Matt. Altogether, we have three famous dads, 60 UIs, and four pics of us on a couch outside. Our EP, My Ex Is Crazy, is out on Bandcamp.
There you go.
It's like every collection of indie band descriptions. Have you or your family ever dated a guy named Matt? You may be entitled to compensation.
Wow, I feel like this one reporter has just gone wild. They've just broken up with the Matt and they've thought, that's it.
They've gone for
all
Karen.
The Matts are the same.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe Matt understand. And Karen should get together.
Maybe. I don't understand. But if you're a Matt, maybe you should just maybe lay low for the next few years, you know, just till this all passes.
97.3, Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And today, speaking entertainment truth, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. Now that Ricky Gervais has hosted the Golden Globes for the fifth and final time, it looks like Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will be back to host again next year.
Okay, they do all right.
Yeah. So I didn't realise they've hosted it three times in a row between Ricky doing it.
And look, they haven't made as many headlines afterwards as Ricky, but they still
they're
do okay.
They're very funny though.
They are good.
Reports are their teams are in early talks with the Hollywood Foreign Press Association about their comeback. They hosted, as I said, 3 years in a row before announcing in 2015 they were done hosting the show.
No.
Or were they?
Of course not. Never say never.
No. Christian Bale is reportedly in talks to join Chris Hemsworth in the next Thor movie.
Really? As
Not sure yet. Thor, Love and Thunder. I just can't get over that name. We'll also be bringing back Natalie Portman, of course, as Jane Foster and Tessa Thompson as Valkyrie. There's no info on who Bale might play, but the movie's still lacking a villain, so...
It won't be Batman, because that's a different universe.
Right. But yeah, no villain yet, so I reckon he'd be a good villain. If he just throws one of his tantrums that he's famous for, it'd be... Now, Miley Cyrus has taken to social media to show off a new and very Aussie haircut while teasing some new music this year.
What's she got?
She posted new hair, new year, new music with a photo of her hair styled into a mullet.
Hey!
Miley's got a mullet. It's been rumoured since late last year that she plans to release an album called She Is Miley Cyrus.
Okay.
Sometime this year, so look out for that one. And Chris Hemsworth and Elton John are the latest A-listers to pledge money towards the bushfire relief funds. This was Chris's announcement yesterday.
Hey there, guys. As you're well aware, the bushfires in Australia have caused massive devastation. They continue to burn. There's warmer weather on its way. We're really still in the thick of it here. There's plenty of challenging times ahead and still to come. So what we need is your support and your donations. I'm going to put forward $1 million and was hoping that all of you could contribute in any way, shape or form. Every dollar counts. That money goes directly to the firefighters, the people on the front lines, the people who have suffered, the communities that have taken a hit and who are in desperate need of our support. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who's sent all their well wishes and donations already. It's greatly appreciated here in Australia. But dig deep, lots of love, and we'll keep pushing forward. Cheers.
Wow, so a million there.
Yep, and Elton has followed in his footsteps and has announced his donation overnight during his Sydney concert.
You should all be in awe of the work that the firefighters are doing. In the face of 7 years of drought here, there are people out there who've lost their lives trying to save homes. The people who've lost their lives and their homes. And last year's the plight of the animals and loss of their habitat that frankly is on a biblical scale and heartbreaking. Therefore tonight, I will be pledging $1 million to support the Bushfire Relief Fund.
Amazing.
Good on him. Good on all of them and everyone who's donated.
Nikki and Demello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.